Welcome to the Effortless Prosperity Book 1, Lesson Number 3. I am aware of what I see. This is another powerful lesson which is about you becoming aware of what you're looking at. Because in a lot of cases, we're not aware of what we're looking at. In other words, to me, if you want to know what are you attracted to, what are you attracted to, your ego or your higher self? Are you attracted to joy, peace, happiness, prosperity, abundance? Or are you attracted to suffering, struggle, and turmoil, and revenge, and all that stuff? It's very, very simple, because a lot of time we have a problem to know what we're attracted to. And we have a problem to realize that we are creating things in our lives. I've talked to many people and I say, well, you are creating it. They go, no, I'm not creating that. I don't want that. But in the same token, when you become aware of what you're looking at, you become aware of what you deep down are attracted. When you're turning your TV, let's say, to the news, that means you are attracted to the turmoil, suffering, struggle, because that's all it is. News is never about something good. When you are watching the movie, again, I don't want you to force yourself to be attracted to something good, because this is not make-believe. This is about you becoming aware where you are, and from that position, you can go further up. So when you want to go see a movie, are you going to go see a movie like a Friday the 13th or X-Men or somebody killing people and revenge and all that stuff, which is, again, there's no bad and good. There's no judgment there. There is just awareness, becoming aware that what's going on. Are you attracted to the movies that has a lot of turmoil, a lot of suffering, a lot of struggle, a lot of guts and blood, all that stuff? Or are you attracted to the movies that has a lot of joy and a lot of laughter, a lot of happiness involved? Again, one is not good, one is bad. It's just what you are attracted to. Because only in that awareness, that noticing what you're attracted to, you can change it. Because if I don't know what I'm attracted to, what am I going to change it to? I don't know. But when I say, okay, I'm attracted to this, then I can change it to say, okay, in that case, I'm going to move my attention from all this suffering and struggle to something good, to something that brings me joy. Then I am aware, as I'm laughing, as I'm feeling good, as I'm happy, I am aware of it, going, oh, this makes me happy. And I'm not in there going through suffering and asking for guts and blood. Now, one more thing before I go a little bit further is, what you're attracted to see, that is what you are creating in your life. Let me give you a little bit example of it. If you attracted to see a movie that someone is really a victim and going through all kinds of suffering, song and dance and bells and whistles and all kinds of problems and difficulties, and finally, at the last minute, by a seat of his pants, he comes away and he makes it, then you are going to create that kind of a situation in your life. You're going to create that you don't have the rent to pay for the last minute and then nothing can come in, and the last moment it comes in. Or many things, events like that, because you're going to create the same thing in your life. And so by becoming aware that that's what I'm creating, that's what I'm attracted to, then you start changing what you're attracted to something that brings you peace and joy. And then your life will be changed, because remember, your life always follows up your thought system and your belief system. And once you change your thought system and your belief system, your life will change. The assignment for the day 3 for you is, give some money away. Not because the recipient deserves it. Bless it. Notice how you feel. Again, this is not about giving money to some bigger or somebody this and that. It's not about that. It's about seeing how you feel and going deeper, seeing your thought system about it. As you're giving money away, how are you feeling? Do you only want to give money away to someone that's really in need? And if you give money away to somebody that has not need, are you going to feel bad about it and you're going to feel cheated, or you're going to feel that you shouldn't done it? I mean, all that negative thought system that comes from ego, you're going to become aware of it. Because once you realize you can give money away without realizing the other side, without having to worry or be concerned or have a thought system about the other side, then you realize you're giving money away for only one reason, most powerful reason in the universe, because you have it, because you're coming from abundance, because you have so much. You understand, doesn't matter who you give it to, you always have more. It always comes to you. And you're not giving it away to someone to have more money. And you're not giving it away to someone that's really in need of it and thinking, oh yeah, I'm all goody-goody and, you know, I'm doing a good deed, so God is going to give me more. It has nothing to do with that. Because that's all judgment. You become aware that you're giving money because you just have it. And you have enough. And whatever you want, it shows up. Because that truth, that belief system, that whatever you want, it shows up, it would basically create it for yourself. And whatever you want, it shows up in your life. So it's very important for you to become aware of your thoughts. All these exercises are based on for you to get to know yourself. Once you know yourself, then you can change any thought, any belief system, and any part of your life that you so desire. But first, you have to know yourself. And for today, I wish you a great and glorious day. Thank you.